Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, if she's here this morning. To you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 13. The Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now, there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets of the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to get to our topic this morning, what Jesus did with not enough. What Jesus did with not enough. I want us to see this morning how God can take a little
Amen.
And turn it into a lot.
Amen.
And one of the questions, one of the things that we will be addressing is there anything too hard or is there anything too impossible for God?
Yes, yes.
My brothers and sisters, in this message, we will see also why Jesus is called the bread of life. Now, the Apostle Paul shared something important to each and every one of us. The Apostle Paul was a giant in the ministry who shared more of the gospel than most writers. But he tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, it says, "In everything give thanks."
Amen.
"For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you." everything that we go through in life, every problem, every situation, every mountain that you climb, every financial burden that you have, every health condition that may seem to be insurmountable. The Apostle Paul said, in everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, you and I are to give thanks unto the Lord. Because he knows and he cares for you. So whatever your situation is, it may be large in its context. But the Lord says, I've got that covered. Whatever your problems may be, financially, economically, socially, whatever it is, the Lord says, I've got your situation covered. That baffles the enemy, because the enemy does not want you to be covered, because he is not covered. We are uncovering him to reveal to the world just who he is and why he does what he does. Even this morning, we had a tremendous problem with our sound system. But Bruce, look what the Lord did.
Amen.
With just a small switch that stopped all of the issues. Because the enemy does not want you to know that the Lord is the bread of life. He is our provider.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, Paul said, give thanks in all things.
Yes.
And my brothers and my sisters, it's really not a problem for you and I to obey that commandment. When your provisions or when your substance is sufficient, or when your substance or your provisions is enough, it's not a problem. To understand what the Apostle Paul was revealing to us. But when we see the real test come, or the real proof or confirmation comes concerning our faith comes, is when you and I are asked to be thankful for when there is not enough. Let me paint a picture. How in the world can I be thankful when it's not enough? Now, you have worked all week. All week long you labored. Sometime on minimum wage job, sometime on a salary that does not pay so well. And you get your check on Friday. But when you look at your bills and you look at your check, you discover you don't have enough. Am I in your neighborhood? At the end of the month, you have more money than you have money. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes.
I have. But the question is, can you still be thankful for not enough?
Amen.
Here's why I know. As a child growing up, I used to see my mother preparing dinner. And there would be times when there wasn't enough. I watched my mother as she would then have to add a little water to the pot of beans. I know you, I'm talking to everybody.
Yes.
She would add some water to the pot of beans. And she would put it all together to make what was little we had go a little farther.
Amen.
Our mom would make an extra pan of gravy to add with what little meat there was. And when we put it together, we got some bread, or we got cornbread with it, and it stretched the food.
Amen.
And all of us had enough.
Oh, yes.
My brothers and sisters, I said that to say this. Mom always had a way of stretching what we had to make enough.
Amen.
And we were still grateful and thankful when we didn't have enough. I'm reminded of how our food on the table always got blessed. And it seemed like what was prepared was stretched. And I'm making an application here because God knows what's on your table, and God is able to stretch it, to provide for it. And in spite of not having enough, God says, I will multiply it. I will give you exactly what you need. I didn't know at the time that Mama wasn't eating a lot, so all four of us could eat, but everything Mom put on the table was enough. My brothers and sisters, the word stretch means to extend or lengthen. It can also mean something beyond the normal limits. Every now and then, things happen beyond what we can comprehend, beyond our normal mindset. Something happened in our life that changed our personal situation that we don't understand. It's being stretched. And now there are times when we had to extend beyond the normal limits. Is there anybody here who knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
When you extend beyond the normal limit, God allows it to be stretched.
Yes, he does.
Greater. The historical text here reveals a picture of a man that performed a miracle that was impossible in human eyes until you factor in the man Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And God the Father, in whom nothing is impossible. What seemed to be insurmountable, impossible to us, God has simply said, I've got the definitive and the defining word. What you don't see is what I already have already sanctioned and declared and decreed. And what seemed to be impossible to you is just right for me.
Amen.
God is at work. Let God be God.
Yeah.
So many times what we see today in our contemporary society is that man is trying to be God.
Amen.
Oh, we see it every day. We see it right here in our own nation. There are men that are trying to be God, trying to rule in the reign. We have so many all around the world that want to be gods, little gods, not the big G God. And that's why the world is in a chaotic situation, because of the hearts, the content, and the character of men. There's something wrong with man's heart when God is outside of the equation. Brothers and sisters, in this particular text and in this particular section, we see a miracle being performed on a grassy mountain slope. On grass, you normally slip and slide. Overlooking the Sea of Galilee, we see an opportunity for Jesus here to display some awesome power to overcome any and all situation with no exception. What kind of man is he that can move things, shape things, form things? He's God of creation and God of all. In our scripture today in the Gospel of John, John singled out this particular time and place to present a spiritual truth about Jesus, Yeshua. His Hebrew name, Joshua, in a contemporary name. Jesus, in the multiplication of five small barley loaves, present himself to the people and to the world.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Certainty in life is but a vapor. Today there seems to be, but tomorrow disappears. some things I'm not clear about. There's